Blog Talk Radio.
Got kicked off my own shit. Let me make sure I can be heard. I can be heard. All right, there's one nigga that's in the chat. One nigga that's on the line. Call in. The number is 213-943-3362. Talk to me. Let's talk about LeBron James. What you guys think about not only LeBron James, but what you think about the NBA in general and where it is going. Thank you, guys. A lot of people have been saying that they are really upset with the NBA and where it appears that it's going, and about the LeBron James moving from team to team to team, and about the super team that's being built. Like, they feel like this is not your father's NBA, and it isn't. But then this internet is not your father's internet. Your car is not your father's car. I was watching the movie Fatal Attraction, and them people were supposed to be well off, and I looked at the cars they had. Every one of the cars on the street was a damn box. I don't remember us driving around in boxes like that. I know there were some boxes, but like, you bought a brand new box. Think about it. Apparently, back then, you bought a brand new box. It's a straight up square. Them cars look like crap compared to today, but I'm pretty sure the people in the 80s thought that them cars in the 60s and 70s looked like crap. But them cars in the 80s like crap. I love 80s music. I hate 80s cars. God dog. Talking about some Chrysler New Yorker. That Chrysler New Yorker looked like shit. Who remembers that Chrysler New Yorker? That's an ugly car. And yet it was supposed to be top of the line. It's a luxury car. To whom? Anyway, let's go on and get into it and talk a little bit. I'm going to go on and bring some people onto the show, onto the phone lines. Remember, the number is on the screen. The number's everywhere, man. Go ahead and call in. Oh, crap, we got up to 141. You got to love that. This late on a channel that doesn't exist, and I'm still doing better than the other people who came here to stalk me. Now, most of them might be people. No, I like that DeLorean. I like that DeLorean. That DeLorean is that thing. I would drive a DeLorean back to the future. I'd do it. Couldn't tell me nothing. You couldn't tell me nothing. And that DeLorean. Let me see. I'm looking for. Oh, there it goes. Let's move that over here so I know because I'm doing so I don't keep messing around. Let me see. All right. We're good. We're good. We're good. Did I see this? Instagram. Uh-oh. Hey, I saw it, man. Why do you keep sending me? Why do y'all send me weirdo stuff and then don't even tell me what it is? First off, I want to say this to you guys. Stop doing that to me. Stop sending me weirdo stuff and then writing, take a look at this. What I'm going to start doing is ignoring you. When you hit me up and tell me, take a look at this, I'm going to start not taking a look at that. Not only am I going to not take a look at that, but I'm going to block you for telling me to take a look at it. Anyway, I'm going to make this real quick and real sweet. I had to put the slow on there. I got more people who dislike me than people who apparently like me over here, and that's fine. And apparently I went live for people who said they wanted to call in, and I don't think they wanted to. So I'm going to shut this down pretty quick and go on about my business after a while. Let me go to 708, though. Caller, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, Tommy?
Nothing much. All right. What did you think about LeBron James and the rest of the NBA? But the biggest domino fall.
Wait, say that last part again. I missed that. Your question.
The biggest domino to fall was LeBron James. So what did you think?
Right. I kind of figured that's where he was going. Well, first of all, it's your boy Aaron. Make sure I hit that donate button. I was the one that said in the chat I was going to donate to open the line, so I'll make sure I do that. But I wanted to say this, kind of assumed he would be going to L.A. That kind of was a better fit as far as his family is concerned. My actual question I had for you actually was, I'm noticing that there's a lot of players that don't want to play with him. You got the situation with Kyrie, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Paul George went back to OKC. Why, I don't know, instead of going to L.A. Chris Paul re-upped in Houston, didn't go play with him. So I'm trying to figure out, like, why is it that you have a plethora of stars that don't want to play with him? That's number one. And number two, the situation with Kawhi Leonard, I believe he's a great player. I do. I'm not going to take nothing away from him. But I believe that he's more or less a product of that Greg Popovich system. And if you take him out of that, I don't think he's going to be the same player. So even though, you know, yeah, LeBron was the first domino to fall, but there were other things that went in with that. I mean, I'm surprised Paul George didn't want to go. Kevin Durant didn't want to go.
I will say this. Paul George re-upped before the whole – like, he was the first domino to fall. Just the biggest to fall was up. So and he didn't even wait. Like, he didn't even entertain offers from L.A. So I think what happened is there's something really good going on in OKC, or that he liked being there. I think maybe he – let me say this. Westbrook is a father and a husband. Notice you don't hear about any trouble that Westbrook gets in.
Not at all.
I think Paul likes that. I think Paul George felt like – see, Kevin Durant didn't like that. Kevin Durant didn't know how to do that. He wanted to be a part of like a bunch. I don't know what he wanted to do, but he just – I just think he didn't like Westbrook, so he left. But it appears that this guy really does like Westbrook. Now, with LeBron James, I think it's hard to play with LeBron James because when you win, he gets all the credit.
Right.
Get all the blame.
Right. And I think that's why Kyrie didn't want to play with him no more. And I think that's kind of what the other player, how the other players feel. Like, when you win, it's because of him. But then when you lose, it's your fault. And I think that kind of makes other players shy away from
it. But think about it. They would not have beat Golden State if it was not for Kyrie Irving.
Right.
Kyrie Irving ball, but he gets no credit for it.
And you know what? There was a report that went out after that title that they won that he wanted Cleveland. I don't know how true it was, but they was talking about it, that he wanted Cleveland to trade Kyrie for CP3. And that's what angered him and made him not want to play there anymore. So I think it was a combination of both. But no, they would have never won that title if not for Kyrie.
Wow. But CP3? Like, I think LeBron likes to be surrounded by a bunch of yes men.
I can see that. I can see
he
that.
He likes people to fall. Remember, Chris Bosh was nobody of a was not a headstrong dude, nor is Dwayne Wade.
Right.
So easy for him to play with them. And even then, they wouldn't have won one of the championships had it not been for old dude hitting that corner three. They lost one that they lost to Dallas because LeBron James decided to go out and score 7 points.
Yeah. He was nowhere in that series.
Right, he was nowhere to be found. So it's like I believe that what he's doing right. Well, forget what I believe. What do you believe? Why do you think he chose L.A.?
I think, like I said at the beginning, I think that more or less was a move for his family. His son is in 8th grade. I don't know if you pay attention to the AAU circuit, and he's pretty good. He's supposed to be sending them to the same school that Scottie Pippen's son, Kenyon Martin's son, and Derek Fisher's son goes to, that Sierra Canyon in California, and they're good. I don't know if you've seen Kenyon Martin's son play, but, man, he is good. Scottie Pippen's son, same thing. So I think that had to do with it, his wife's business, and the fact that he was kind of looking for somewhere to – I don't know why he went back to Cleveland. And like you said earlier, there's no way after that white man talked that kind of shit about me that I would have went back and let him make another dime off of me. I don't care how much money he was going to pay me. He could have made that money anywhere. I would not have went back there. But I think L.A. was strictly for his family.
Yeah, I believe it, too. I believe it was a business decision. And I think it was an actual smart decision. He has a budding production company that's out there.
Yep.
He has two homes out there. So if you think about it, if I was him and I'm an older man, yeah, I'm going to make a decision. I've won enough, and I'll never change people's minds about Michael Jordan until I've retired and the dust settles.
Until he's gone, until he's retired.
Retired, the dust got to settle. He got to be old. He got to get into management of a team. Then they're going to start, you know, they do the revisionist history. Like, if you live long enough and you get frail, they love you. Did they not do the same thing to Muhammad Ali? White people did not like Muhammad Ali. And all of a sudden, Muhammad Ali, great dude. And the only thing he did was get old.
Yep. So I think I don't know. We'll it'll yet to be determined. I don't think this year they're going to do anything. I think, like you said earlier, that situation with Kawhi, he's basically holding them hostage. And if he sits out the whole year, I would just not trade him just because he don't want to be traded. If you're willing to sit out the whole year. Furthermore, do you know, I think he's living, somebody correct me if I'm wrong. If he opts out, if he decides not to resign with the Spurs, he's leaving, I think, somewhere around $70 million on the table because they're the only one that could offer him a max contract. So you mean to tell me he wants to be out of there that bad? What the fuck did they do to him? They didn't do anything to him. If you want to leave, then just, then say that. Don't talk about, oh, now you don't got trust in the coaching staff and all of this about some injury. It wasn't even a tear. It was a bruise. Now you're talking about possibly sitting out the whole season. When you play, you didn't play last season, you got paid. So now a whole nother season you're going to sit out and get paid? I think that's bullshit.
That's what I didn't understand, that people didn't get what I was saying during the show. I kept saying, but this dude already set out. He literally already set out. But he's going to set out again. Nobody's going to think, well, that's an odd thing, because even if you don't like
that's
the people,
play
out.
That's 2 years in your prime. Sitting out.
I don't think it makes sense at all. So if I'm San Antonio, I'm not trading you. If you're going to be a dick to me, I'm going to be a dick to you. We're not going to do anything next year anyway because the West is stacked.
Yep.
Now the players might not be about that, but then they have to look at him. They have to say, well, look, what do you want us to give him up for? Since everybody knows he wants to go, we can't get anything in return.
Yeah, I don't know I think he's making a mistake. It's like I said, I think he's a great player, but I believe that he's only that great because he's in that Greg Popovich system. Just like that other, what's that other light skin? Not Tony Parker, but the other light skinned dude that's playing on that team. I don't think he's that good outside of Popovich. If you look like players like Gary Neal, all those other players, there'd be nothing without Greg Popovich.
I don't think the one that plays with the Warriors is that good without the rest of the Warriors around him. Everybody keeps saying, because to me, if he really was about what he's supposed to be about, that dude would have went somewhere and wanted to play on his own team and not be third, fourth fiddle on that team. I understand why Draymond Green would stay there. He's the glue to that team. But the light-skinned cat, now, if I was him, I've already got my championships. Now I want my own team. That's what it used to be about. Everybody wanted their own team. Everybody wanted to build their own team. And that's when it used to be fun. Do you find a problem with today's NBA with the people jumping around like that?
Yes. Only because I'm 34, but I'm still kind of old school when it comes to that. I don't – all the jumping around, I mean, it used to be at times where actually, back in the 80s, the 90s, when you had the Celtics, the Lakers, you had the Pistons, the Bulls, the Knicks, you had different rivalries because players were like, I'm not going to go play with him here. Build around me and we'll battle them, we'll rival them. Now it's kind of like a hopscotch match where certain teams in certain markets have no chance. Milwaukee has no chance. None. There are certain teams in certain areas have no chance of landing big stars. They have no chance of doing anything because the players are running up. I mean, that's why I love the way the NBA is set up. But as far as parity and teams that can actually win, I love how the NFL is stacked up because every team has a chance. Now you got the players controlling way too much. I'm not against players controlling their destiny, but now it's become like the same team. You see the same thing, and it kind of gets old because you got certain teams that'll never be relevant, never. Like the Washington Wizards, they'll never be relevant.
They may never be relevant, but you can say this: they have made a name, and they're interesting to watch. And I think, look, I'm from the old school, but what people don't understand, the old school always had powerhouses and regular namesake. The 80s was either, there was only one of two teams that won. I mean, think about it.
Yeah,
the
Celtics right.
won championships over like a 20-year span.
You're right. But as the NBA started to expand and you had other expansion teams coming in and stuff like that, you had to, I mean, it took a little bit of time, but you had to have franchises that would draft early and find superstars, and they would build around their superstars. You had the 76ers. You had New York. You had Chicago. You had all of these teams that would draft a superstar.
I don't want to knock you down, but what do you have right now? The 76ers. Boston built their team through the draft.
Yeah.
Golden State built their team through the draft. Like, there's a lot of these teams today, too, that built their way through the draft. It's just a lot
You're
of
right.
those owners
the ones...
in it to make money, so they don't really give a crap about the players they had. Remember DeMarcus Cousins, didn't he play for Sacramento?
They leave. They say, "Oh, well, you know what? They're not putting what they, you know, they're not giving me what I want. Not necessarily as far as money, but hey, I want to go to another team to have a better chance or whatnot, as opposed to staying there and trusting the process." I believe that the Warriors, the teams actually that are any good, regardless of the players jumping around, are the ones that build through the draft. The Warriors, Philadelphia, the Celtics, those are the ones that build through the draft versus just a Miami team where you just throw some players together or now, really LeBron James kind of started that, where players are really control. It's the players that shifted the balance of power. It used to be the East was the tough league, the tough conference. Now all of the players are in the West. You got a two-team race in the East. That's it.
Well,
and nobody
you know,
else has a shot.
But it's cyclical like that. You remember the AFC used to be the stronger conference. Then the NFC was the stronger conference. Now the AFC is the stronger conference again. I keep going back and forth. I think right now, like if you had to call it today, I think the AFC is still the stronger conference. Yes or no?
I believe that I don't know. But see, that's the thing. We don't know. With the NFL, right now, you have no idea. With the NBA, you already know what's going to happen.
Well, but it used to be, like in the 90s, the NFC was the better conference. Think about it.
Yes,
the Cowboys,
in the 90s, yes.
It was the Cowboys, 49ers, Eagles. It was them. That's who it was. So that's a little bit different.
Yeah.
Goddess, she made it into the chat room. Hey, dear.
Well, hey, I'm not going to hog up the line, Tommy. I'm not going to hog up the line. I got to talk to you all day, especially about sports. I make sure I hit that donate button for everybody in the chat and everybody listening. I'm going to start it off at $50 for Tommy opening
Thank
the
you.
Lines. Everybody else, follow suit. Holler at your boy. I'll talk to you later, Tommy.
Well, I look forward to that, man, and thank you for the phone call. Let me go and see who else is on the line. Very good, very productive conversation. If you would like to jump in on the conversation about the NBA, the dominoes that have fallen, what do you feel about Paul George staying in OKC? Where do you think DeMarcus Cousins is going to go? Do you think a big trade is going to happen with Kawhi Leonard? Do you think that something that is not even on the table or potential of something that you may see that could come up? I have to end up doing this show yet again tomorrow again. So if you'd like to call in, 708, I've already spoken to you, right? I just didn't put you back on hold. I guess so. But if you'd like to call in, the number's 213-943-3362. Now, all those people said open up the lines. The only man who called in is the man who donated. Now, I will talk a little bit about it, but I got a lot of news to do, so I'll just keep this short then. Here's the thing. Many people who could feel little gaps that each team needs. I'll put it to you this way. Even if you have all the stars, if you do not have enough role players, you're still going to have an issue. OKC had three big stars and nothing else. They had a starter on their team that couldn't shoot outside of the paint, and he was a guard. that Roberson, whatever his name is. I've never seen anything like that. He couldn't physically shoot. Oh, another person just called in, so let me see. And if I've spoken to you, hop off the phone if you can. Press the 1 so you'll be off the line so I know I've spoken to you. 317, caller, you're on the air. Talk to me.
Tommy, it's Elite Class Trucking. What's going on?
What's going on, brother? Talk to me. What do you think about what's going on now with the NBA?
Man, I think, to tell you the truth, man, at first I wanted Paul George to go to L.A., but if you go somewhere, man, and you feel like you have a camaraderie, to me a lot of times it's kind of hard to get a camaraderie with teammates, and the fact that he's able to do that with Westbrook says a lot, man. I think everybody wants to be accepted, and you feel like he was just accepted and was shown love there. So I can see why he stayed there, man. As far as LeBron going to L.A., I think at this point, I think he should stop trying to worry about catching Jordan. I think his legacy is already solidified. Three championships. I think if he only got three championships and never got another one, I don't think it's a big problem with that. I think people put this weight on their shoulders of trying to measure up to Jordan and trying to chase Jordan's titles. I don't think LeBron has ever said, I'm trying to chase Jordan's titles. I think there's something that the media just puts on him. So I think, as far as I'm concerned, man, every player is going to make the – whatever decision they want to make, they're going to make that decision, man. And I think, I'm glad he went to L.A. I'm looking forward to watching the game, say the truth.
I am too. And that's why I was telling the guy in the last call. I'm old school, but people always romanticize the old school and forget that we had powerhouses. We had you knew the New York Yankees were going to go to the playoffs after they had sucked for a while in the 80s. You knew they were going. You knew the Boston Red Sox sucked. Then now the Boston Red Sox are going to be in it annually. Remember, Houston used to suck. Houston's going to be on top for probably the next 5 years.
Yep.
So things change. That's what I was trying to tell him. It used to be a point. Like he said, the West is strong. Well, it is. But the East used to be stronger than the West before. All of the champions used to come out of the East. Then it shifted back to the West. It'll shift back and forth. I don't mind the shifting. What I do mind, though, is like what you said, the idea that these people aren't even trying to stay together long enough to build camaraderie. I like to see the Pelicans when they had those two big men. I hope they build from that. I like that OKC is saying, we're going to build around these two guys. I like that.
Yep.
I like Philly is saying, we drafted all these players. Because, hell, if you get all those number one draft picks, you should be good. And it's come together. So I like that. I like that Boston – remember at the time, Danny Ainge was on the verge of getting fired.
Yep. No one talks about that, though. No one even brings that up.
Yeah, he was on the verge of
getting
fired.
You know who saved him? I think Brad Stevens saved his ass. Brad Stevens came in and changed the whole culture of Boston, as far as I'm concerned.
Because, I mean, that's the coach of the year. I have no idea how they gave that dude from Toronto the coach of the year. The coach of the year is a man who lost three major players and still took his team to the fucking playoffs and the finals. There's nobody that's
Brad,
the coach of the
Brad
year.
Brad Stevenson is a smart dude, man. Like, he's from my city, man. He was a chemist at Lilly's. And when he left Lilly's and went to be a coach, I thought it was crazy because he was already making, a lot of money doing that, man. But Brad Stevens is just a numbers guy, man, like you. He's real good with that, man. He's excellent, man. I'm telling you right now, man. He saved Danny Ainge's ass.
You know who he reminds me of? Billy Bean and those guys. Billy Bean and those guys who came out of Oakland. Remember what they did? They revolutionized baseball by doing what? Cybermetrics.
I'm not a baseball fan. I don't remember.
Oh, well, never mind. They all these the guy who ended up taking them to a championship in Boston, their first championship, and then he moved on to take the Cubs there. They all came from the Oakland A's system. They're just numbers guys. They're nerds. I forgot his name, the guy who's there now. They're nerds. And Brad Stevens is like that. Brad Stevens is like, he wants, and if you look at what Oakland A's did, they never wanted the big name guy. They wanted the workaday guy, and it worked for them. And if you look at what Brad Stevens does, he drafts those guys, guys you don't think about. Look at what he did with Butler. Those guys who other people may not like, but they work hard. He turned Jaylen Brown and Rozier into everyday names.
Yep. You know something you said? I think you said it. It's been a couple of weeks. It's been probably longer than that. But you made a point. I think you're the one that made it when you said how Brad Stevens, he makes these players into all-stars, and then they go somewhere else, and they're just terrible. Like, what's his name? The short guy y'all were talking about. I don't forgot his damn name now. He's so – I mean, he's not even – 2 years ago, he was an all-star now, and no one's talking about him. The short
Isaiah
guy.
Isaiah Thomas.
And that's a prime another, example of how – yep.
Another one they brought up, Marcus Smart, who is a free agent. If you spend your money on Marcus Smart, it may not be a good idea because he may just be able to play under Brad Stevens.
Yep.
And somebody told me Theo Epstein. That's right, Theo Epstein. All of those guys came from out of Billy Beane's system out in Oakland, the cybermetric guys. And it actually works. Nobody would have ever believed in putting some of the players they put out on the field, but they paid attention to the numbers. And basketball works the exact same way. To me, if you look at a person who's like Brad Stevens or Brad Stevens is like, Popovich. You never heard of these players Popovich turned into stars. Why do you think Tony Parker or Manu Ginobili did not want to leave?
They already knew. They already knew what time it was.
Right. And so the caller earlier said something about Kawhi Leonard. Do you feel the same way, or do you think Kawhi's talents can take him anywhere?
Well, I didn't hear him. I was getting a load. I didn't even hear what he said, the first caller.
Well, okay. Well, what he said was Kawhi Leonard – is a product of the system. He's a byproduct of the system.
You know what, though? I want you to think about it, Tommy. Think about this. Now, this will really prove now if Kawhi Leonard, let's say he goes to L.A. and he sucks. This right here will prove exactly what we're talking about right now because we haven't seen him outside of that system. Now, if he leaves that system and he's not a good of a player, this will be one of the biggest mistakes probably in Laker history. If they do get him and he turns out to be a bust, this will prove everything we're talking about. This will prove that
I think
Pop brought something out of him that he didn't know was in him. You know what I'm saying?
I think here's the issue. If he does go to L.A., he won't suck in L.A. because he's got LeBron James there and he's got enough pieces there to where he can't suck, if that makes sense. He can't suck. And he's known for defense. Defense travels even if you don't score any points.
Yeah, you're right.
He plays defense, so he won't suck. But if he comes there and he doesn't put up the numbers he's putting up in San Antonio. Now, here's how you can really test if he's a good player. Send him somewhere else and see what he does. Remember, no matter where you send LeBron James, that team is damn near favorite, no matter where you send him. You could have sent LeBron James to Orlando. Orlando's chances of winning the championship would have shot up.
Yep.
So when you do, and no matter what you say, I don't think you can send Steph Curry to any team and that team becomes a favorite. So I talk my shit about LeBron James. LeBron James could go to any team. That team would be a favorite.
Except for one team.
Who, Sacramento?
Brooklyn Nets or Sacramento. And he go to Brooklyn, them motherfuckers ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, but if they went to – here's the thing. If he went to Brooklyn, a couple of – no, I think they actually will be pretty good because they got D'Angelo what's his name? Russell. They got D'Angelo Russell. They would have two solid players there. They got a big man. They're not a great team, but then they would be able to pick up some role players. I just think anywhere he goes – because the NBA is a different beast than the NFL. The NFL, this is the beast of the NFL. get you a quarterback, you got a chance. In the NBA, you get one player, your entire team changes.
Yeah. LeBron has proven he is that guy. Hey, you know what, Tom? I want to ask you something. Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead. Well, I was going to say, there's a team, though, that I'm really disappointed in. Like, let's play that game.
Who's that?
What team in the NBA are you really disappointed in, brother? It's how they played last year, how they're doing the offseason. What team are you most disappointed in?
That's a good-ass question. You're making me think.
Yeah. That's all I want you to
blur something out.
Oh, me? I'm most disappointed in the Pistons.
Oh, that's a good
one. Look at all that stuff. They went out and traded for that boy when you should have thought to yourself, I don't know, that's not a good idea. Even when he did it, I said, that's a bad idea.
Yep, it is.
Yeah, they pay that dude. He got a max contract. They are stuck with that contract.
Yep. You know what, to me, really, he's not even an alpha dog. To me, he's robbing the Batman. Oh. He needs that other star to make him better, to feed him the alley-oops. Right. He needs that. He ain't no fucking – yep.
The guy to pass it to him, he can't – it was dumb. And somebody said New York is disappointing. I don't think New York was disappointing. Dude hurt his knee. Now, you may have not liked that draft, but New York's draft wasn't that bad. Somebody said Portland was disappointed. Well, because they lost in the playoffs, but they played well. I look at the disappointment – In the idea of you can't make a big splash like that and still don't make the playoffs. Like, you think about it. You
especially in the East.
And yeah, right. You're in the East. You got a max contract guy. You couldn't beat out. You couldn't beat out the Wizards. You couldn't beat. They got a team that got in other than them. That's horrible.
And he go from sunny California to freezing his ass off of Detroit, a city that's fucking – that city is so damn depressing. He go, I mean, what the fuck do you do in Detroit?
Well, that's
anywhere
why
you
I
go,
felt
they're
going
to rob your ass. Huh?
Well, that's why I felt bad for the city, though. Because, I mean, you went out and got a max contract guy that the team you got him from didn't feel like he was a max contract guy anymore. They wanted him out. And nobody would – his deal was such an albatross. Nobody would take him on. You didn't hear LeBron James saying we should make a team to make a trade to get Blake Griffin. Think about it. Nobody was saying.
Yep.
No, you didn't hear Houston, who had the pieces and could have fit him, say we need to get Blake Griffin over here. They're like, nah, we good. So if all these people said we good, and Detroit was like, we got this new stadium opening, we need to sell. See, that's why I'm so disappointed with what the Hawks did. Same thing. Detroit wasn't a good fit. They just knew they had a new stadium and we want to get butts in the seat. So we're going to take on this horrible deal, hoping we get the jumping over Kia guy. Because that's all he is, the jumping over a Kia guy. That's it. Oh, and getting other celebrities' baby's mamas pregnant.
Yep. You talking about simp, boy. The NBA full of fucking simps. These niggas, boy, they just use their dick like, I mean, man, listen, these guys are outrageous. Especially that one guy that plays for Cleveland. This dude, man. What's his name again?
Oh,
Tristan Thompson?
The one that got with, the Kardashian chick.
Yes, man. I'll be looking at him like, what the fuck is wrong with this dude?
Let me tell you why I would do that. Because as I get older, I started to realize it's better to be with a bitch that don't need your money than be with one who does. Because if you're with one who doesn't need your money, if she gets pregnant, you don't have to worry about being put on child support. You don't have to worry about her ruining your life. You don't have, like, yes,
I thought she was pregnant. Wasn't she pregnant?
Yeah, that's what I said. That's why I thought you were talking about it, because he got her pregnant. That's what I'm saying. He got her pregnant, but she got her own money.
No, I'm saying I thought his wife was, I thought his other girl was pregnant, too.
He fucked up with that one,
not?
Yes. He got a broke bitch pregnant. You get a broke bitch pregnant.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But he made up for it. That's why I always tell women, well, I can deal with a broke bitch. I need a rich one on my team, too. So I'm going to have two of them. I got a broke bitch and one that don't need my money like that, because this broke bitch ain't going to do but drain me like that. And then if she walk off.
Yeah, but you ain't got to get the bitch pregnant, though.
You don't. Now, he messed that up. That's why I said he made up for it by getting a rich bitch pregnant.
Yeah, well, he did. But a rich bitch can still take your money, though. She still can take your fucking money.
It's just harder because her money is going to last way longer. Let me explain.
Yep.
Her money is going to last way longer than his. I believe in 5 years, Tristan Thompson won't even be in the league.
Less than that, shit.
Right, but them bitches been making money for what, the last 10, 15 years?
All they got to do is show up. All they got to do is walk in the room, they making money.
Well,
I think
right,
now
bro,
that
I'm
LeBron
just...
is gone, I think LeBron was Tristan Thompson's. I think he's the only reason why he was still in the league anyway. Remember, because he was on the decline, and they put him back in the star lineup just recently.
Yeah.
Remember, he was already on the decline anyway. So now that LeBron's gone, hell, they don't even need him. I mean, they probably keep him, but I think less than five years.
I think Tristan Thompson will play harder now that them child support bills are coming in, and now that LeBron James is gone. I think you remember the guy was asking, why don't people want to play for LeBron James? I believe Cleveland is not going to be a lottery team. I don't think they are. I think they got enough nice pieces to where they're going to win a few games.
A few is right. They got their one championship, but it never happened again.
I think they'll beat the better the Pistons as constituted right now. I think they're a better team than the Pistons. They got a Blake Griffin.
Oh, yeah.
It's coming Larry Nance Jr. They got a good point guard in Hill. They got a good draft pick. They still got Kevin Love. They're not a horrible team. Like somebody said, they might even make the playoffs. I could see them being an 8 seed.
You know what? With the teams in the East, I could see them being a 6 seed only because think about it. Who else besides 76ers in Boston, who else do you have? I mean, now I think Phoenix in your city, they're the ones that's going to – I think they may make some noise this year, even though they have a young team. But think about the other teams are going to just be there.
If Phoenix was in the East, they'd be a 6 or 5 seed.
Oh, I'm tripping. What the fuck am I talking about?
Now, they ain't going to do shit over there in the West. They going to look good.
They won't.
And they're going to beat the shit out of some Eastern teams. They're a good team right now, and especially if that young boy is worth a salt. If he worth a damn. They're going to be a good team, that big center.
But that's what I'm saying. They might surprise some guys because he might have a better year. Think about it. Think about the guy from Utah. These players are starting to come in and make a difference right away. So they're starting to change this idea of, okay, it's going to take you 3 or 4 years. I mean, you got players coming in making a difference, immediately. So if he comes go ahead.
But you have to remember, a big man can make an impact immediately because he's a big man. Just like Joel Embiid. No matter how unhealthy he is, when the son of a bitch is on the court, it's a lot of driving you can't do. And remember, that's the same thing Utah has. They have that Gobert guy. But that fucker is 7-something crazy. So he ain't that good, but you aren't laying the ball up at all. You're having to shoot. Now, if you're a team that can shoot, you can blow them out. But if you're a team that can't shoot, you got to bring your lunch pail. And when you watch Utah play, and especially with that Mitchell, that young kid is a baller.
Oh, man. I didn't know who the hell he was.
Nope. Knew nothing about him. But if you think about him, he's like, to me, this generation's Dwayne Wade. That's Mitchell to me. Because remember when Dwayne Wade, out of all the people got drafted, that first year he kept balling. He's like, who is this dude? That I remember when Dwayne Wade came into the league, he literally just kept balling. He's like, okay, that's the same draft that LeBron James was in. That's the same draft that Darko Milicek was in, who was a bust. That's the same draft that Carmelo Anthony was in. Yet this dude is just balling out, and Miami looks really good with this dude on the team. Like, it was crazy. That's why. And then when they got an old Shaq, because here's what you guys got to understand. Dwayne Wade took an old Shaq to the champion and won a title. LeBron James couldn't do that. They both had old Shaq. LeBron James couldn't take him to a title.
That's a good point.
Ah.
I haven't heard that shit on ESPN. You might want to apply.
As I said, so if you want to talk about greatness, start there. LeBron, Dwayne Wade is not going to get the credit he deserves. They're going to always say, Dwayne Wade, especially if he could have stayed healthy, Dwayne Wade was a top 10 all-time player, period.
Mm-hmm.
That's how good he was. That Joker was ridiculous. I remember watching him play. I was like, they can't stop him. If you remember when they won the championship, it was all on his back. Like, nobody else did anything. It was all him.
Yep. Tom, I want you to think about something. I want you to think about years past. I want you to think about this. We're in the middle, almost the middle of the NBA offseason, and we've been talking basketball. Now, not on your show, but every fucking day I wake up, I look at SportsCenter, and I'm sitting there kicked back watching First Take, listening to what's-her-name, every morning talking about basketball, man. This is how exciting all this shit is, man. I think it's good. It's just good for the sport, man.
They're stealing from the NFL. Remember, the NFL was so good that it got to a point where it was a year-round thing. Because now you wanted to see the draft. Now you wanted to see the offseason. It was a year-round thing. The NBA was never a year-round thing. Once it was over, it was done. Now they're having real movement. It's smart how they move the free agency right after the draft and the draft right after the season. So now it gives people something to talk about. It gives people to analyze their team. The next couple of weeks are going to be crazy because in the next few days, the big names are going to fall. They can't sign until, I think, the 6th or the 5th with their teams. Well, maybe it's the 7th. It's somewhere around that, 5th, 6th, or 7th. But what's going to happen is then the smaller players are going to come off the table. Then you're going to see what the draft picks are doing. Because like you said, these NBA draft picks, they're coming into the league playing.
Yep. Summer League about to start. Don't forget that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the Summer League. Like, that Summer League is something that people want to watch. So your guy just gets drafted. Now he goes straight into playing, and you can watch him play?
Yep.
You can't even do that in the NFL. But you could do that in basketball because you can never play too much basketball. Football, you play it too much, you're just going to get hurt.
Yep.
So it's an amazing thing. It's fun to watch, to be perfectly honest. Somebody said James Harden is greater than Dwayne Wade. Not at all.
Okay. You know, that's, I can't even look at the damn chat because I'm driving this truck. But that's not like a fucking millennial said that shit. Somebody that has no fucking clue. Ain't seen Dwayne. I used to watch Dwayne Wade at Marquette. So this dumbass said that shit. I don't know who you are, but you obviously.
You, like you said, the millennials, they think everything that happens in their lifetime is the greatest. And their lifetime is a short-ass span. But their music is the greatest. XXXTentacion is better than Tupac. Like, if you listen to them, they say just wild crap.
It's like the dude earlier said to you, I forgot what the fuck. I was just listening to it, man. And I forgot what the fuck he said. And then at the end of it, he said, he called you some kind of name. He said something to you about, listen, this is your fucking opinion. We all have our own opinions. None we're saying is you had an opinion, right. And the dude said something to you, and you read it, and he said, called you something after. I'm thinking to myself, why does he have to be that? Because he has a fucking opinion.
Like, wait, what? I'm an idiot?
Yeah, just because of an opinion. When if you was in his face, he wouldn't even say it. It's like, you know, this internet shit, man, has just gone too far, man. And people get balls like as big as your last guest balls, 5-pound balls. I'm sorry, that's not nice, I guess. 5-pound balls on the phone, but in person, wouldn't say shit.
Yeah, it's crazy. Man. No, it is crazy, man. Hey, I tell you what, very good phone call. My man, Elite Class Trucking in the building, man. You stay safe, and you know you can call me anytime, bro.
All right, man. Yep.
All right, peace. Let me see if I can get a couple more calls in here. Let me call in my man, Black Voice. What up, bro?
What's good, Tommy? What's going down, man?
Nothing much. I want to hear your take on the NBA free agency, LeBron James to L.A., and what do you think of the new new basketball that we're seeing?
Well, first of all, let's get it straight that NBA has become very commercialized. It's more about a business and money than the actual getting out there playing hard and just giving you 100% great basketball. But it was the biggest shock to hear that LeBron was going to to the Lakers. You know, Kobe's my favorite basketball player. That's the team he came from. It was a big shock. But I'm going to tell you this, Tommy, and people don't want to hear what I have to say, but if LeBron wins a championship with the Lakers, he will go down in history as the greatest basketball player of all times. Believe that.
Why do you say this, sir? Now, why do you say such craziness? You're a fucking idiot, sir.
Damn, Tommy. But, Tommy, listen, think about it. What would his legacy be if he wins a championship with the Lakers? That means every team he has been to, they have won championships.
Okay, what about that big dude? Okay, so then by your logic, Robert Horry is the greatest basketball player in history. He did it with, like, what, four teams or something like that. Or what about Steve Kerr?
But was he – was he – what – you, damn. Ooh. damn. You're right, Tommy. Shit.
Jordan did it basically 6 years in a row. He did.
Tommy,
he got all that.
Motherfucker, man.
I know. I'm just saying. No, I feel what you're saying. Listen, LeBron James, top three, and I may drop the top five. The top three, no doubt. Michael Jordan is number one. That dude wouldn't let it.
Whoa! You'll give it to Michael Jordan before Kobe?
Yes, Mike wouldn't let his team lose. You've never seen a player like Mike. You listen, I saw Mike play. You've never seen a player like Mike, ever. Kobe's the closest to Mike. You've never seen another Mike. Kobe is the closest to him because Kobe is this. Kobe was a – I hated Kobe. I got to give him credit. Kobe is like a killer. My problem is
– yeah.
LeBron isn't. LeBron's just like, fuck. Like, look at how they play. Like, Michael Jordan would have said, we ain't getting swept. This is not happening. Do you understand they played the same team 2 years in a row and won one out of eight games?
Hold on. So let me ask you this.
Excuse me, one out of nine.
Hold on, Tommy. So you mean to tell me if you put them same team members around LeBron that Jordan had, you don't think LeBron would have as many championships as Jordan or even more?
No. What did them players do? Okay, simple question. What the hell did any of those players do when Mike left? Go on, I'll listen.
They did go to the finals the next year.
No, they went to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Oh, okay. My bad.
Yeah, they didn't go to the finals. They went to the Eastern Conference Finals. And even then, Scottie Pippen nutted up because they gave what's-his-name the ball in the last shot, and he got upset and wouldn't go in the game. what's that white boy name? I forgot the white boy name. But they gave him. And
Cool coach.
Yeah. Okay, how good was Tony Kukoc? Serious question.
I thought
how
he was pretty
good.
He could knock down those threes. He could knock down those threes just like Steve Kerr.
I ask again, how good was Tony Kukoc? Remember, he was a starter.
I thought he was good, just my personal opinion.
I said, how good?
I thought he was a good player.
In the NBA, he's good. I said, how good?
Damn. Whew.
Let me tell you who's a better player. Let me tell you who's a better player than Tony Kukoc. Kevin Love.
Who?
Kevin Love.
Why didn't Kevin Love show up?
What are you talking about? You didn't see what he did in the playoffs?
Bro, I felt like LeBron worked so hard and J.R. Smith, to me, he's a bum who really didn't. He's going to give you an off and on game. Kevin Love is good. Don't get me wrong. I think he's dope, but I would prefer to have a cool coach on my team before Kevin Love. That's just me. But let me ask you this.
I want to ask a question. I was trying to. Where's God? Is God still in the chat room? If she is, say something. But go ahead, bro.
Okay. Do you think they got enough money to get Kawhi Leonard over there?
Oh, they got plenty of money in L.A. They don't have a max player. The only max player they have is they don't have one max player. And you remember, you can fit three on the cap. The rest of them dudes are just young. That's why if I understand why he went there. They could get Kawhi Leonard and another dude.
But they would have to give up, what's the man's name, Alonzo Ball.
Yeah, but they don't need Lonzo Ball because he won't be able to play with. Okay, who handles the ball on a LeBron James-led team?
You said who handles the ball? LeBron.
In a LeBron-led team? Right.
Yeah.
So if
can't
that's the case,
that one.
What is a dude that can't shoot going to do? Because remember, Lonzo Ball cannot shoot. What's he going to do on that team? He can't play out the ball now, can he?
Nah, he can't.
Nope. So if he can't play off the ball, you can't use him on your team.
But what they would do, they're going to base the team around LeBron. That's what they're trying to do now. And like I said, man, this right here will make his legacy go even further if he gets a championship with the Lakers.
I would say with the team as constituted in the Western Conference, he wins the championship. He got my kudos at that point. To me, this will be if he wins the team as constituted. This will be his most impressive championship. Hell, if he goes to the finals with the team as constituted, that's impressive to me.
So the fact that he left Cleveland, went back and got a championship, that's not impressive to you?
No, it's impressive that he went back to Cleveland and got a championship, but it's not hard because he didn't go back by himself.
Yeah, he had Kyrie Irving, who was a good chess piece, you know.
No, I think, what do you mean a good chess piece? Kyrie Irving was an amazing player.
I don't understand why they
Michael
would get
Jordan
rid of him.
Michael Jordan did not have a player of Kyrie Irving's caliber on his team ever. Ever.
So what do you call Scottie Pippen?
Scottie Pippen wasn't putting up 30 a night. Scottie Pippen was playing defense. Scottie Pippen was Kawhi Leonard.
Okay.
Tell me I'm lying. Tell me I'm lying.
Nah, you're not lying. You're not.
So
why do you think they give
student of the game?
So why do you think they give Scottie Pippen so much praise?
Oh,
because people feel like Jordan couldn't have did it.
But they give Byron Scott praise. They give all kinds of people praise on great teams.
No, but you have people to say that could Jordan have done it without Scottie Pippen?
Well, it's one of those questions you'll never be able to answer because they were always together. It's like saying,
yeah,
can Johnny Osmond and Lee Osmond do it by themselves? We don't know. They're always together. But what we do know is Jordan was so good that even when he came back as an old man, the Wizards were still fun to watch. And
they
he was
were.
Old.
They was.
And Mike would still go out there. I think one night he put up 55 in a Wizards uniform. I was shocked to see that old man balling like that.
So, will it surprise you, and this may sound far-fetched, if they bring my man Kobe back out to the Lakers to play with LeBron?
Kobe
so
wouldn't
funny,
do
man.
It. Kobe wouldn't do it, and LeBron wouldn't want it. If you saw the last 2 years Kobe played, I don't ever want to see Kobe in a uniform again unless it's at the Y. Let me tell you something. Kobe like shit. If anybody who a Laker fan, tell me that you really wanted Kobe to quit. Like you was like, please quit, Kobe.
I didn't. No, listen, Tommy. I still thought he had it in him. I just thought the man needed help. I think Kobe still had it in him. Yeah, he was getting injured a lot, but there's no doubt in my mind. I felt like Kobe still had three more good years to play, man. Hold on. So you mean to tell me
he would get 25 points, he took 25 shots. You remember when he scored them 61 points before he retired? You know how many shots he took?
Yeah, I remember that.
I took 63 or something stupid.
But hold on. But if Jordan could do, you just admitted, Jordan put up 55 points in the Washington uniform, why can't Kobe come back and do it? And Jordan was much older when he came back and did it.
No, you're right, because Jordan was 40. Scottie Pippen,
fucking 40s, bro.
I think Kobe's 40 right now, so he's the same age. Look, if Kobe was willing to come up, here's the problem. Kobe is like Carmelo Anthony. Kobe's career could have lasted longer if he was willing to not be a starter. You have to understand what's going to happen. What happened with Kobe is going to happen to LeBron. Let me tell you why. They never get a fucking break. You can't run around, jump, and do what they do and work out all the time. LeBron James' numbers is going to decline. You watch.
Bro, that comes with age.
Yes, you can't beat. He's put so much wear and tear. Now, again, they did something that Mike didn't do. Mike did it only a little bit. He was the start of them doing it. But what they're doing now is crazy. One, they always start off playing in them AAUs. If you're a good enough player, you're going to get on some AAU team, and you're going to travel around and play. Two, you're going to join the NBA way earlier than Michael then did. Michael then joined it after playing college, and so you have more time to build up numbers. That's why I don't like when people try to compare LeBron's numbers to Mike's numbers. Number one, Mike played against stiffer competition. Number two, Mike didn't get to play as many games as LeBron James get to play because LeBron James came straight out of high school. Number three, though, when you and Kobe come straight out of high school, you get old faster because you play too much. Then you turn around and you go to the Olympics, you play summer ball, and now if you think about what Michael Jordan and LeBron James did was they never missed a fucking playoff. They literally played a second season in one season, damn near.
Yep.
You put numbers of how often Kobe and Michael and LeBron, if you take all of their playoff and their Olympic shit together, I bet you it adds up to be about five more years onto their league life.
I'm going to say this before I get off the phone. You was talking about disappointments. I'm going to tell you who was a disappointment to me, and I wasn't a fan of them. Houston. There's no doubt in my mind I felt like Houston could have beat Golden State.
They should have.
I'm going to tell you something, Tommy. The team, and you don't have to be a team full of three-pointers to beat Golden State. It's the team who gets the rebounds from Golden State. If that's the team who beats Golden State.
Hold Golden State to one shot. They missed those shots because remember, there at a certain point, Steph Curry couldn't hit the broad side of a barn. He was missing everything. That's why I'm at least glad they gave Kevin Durant the MVP again. But it's like they tried to act like, well, we don't know. It could be him or it could be no. Kevin Durant didn't have a bad game at all in the series. Like, he literally didn't score less than 20 points. And you're trying to tell me because Steph Curry had that one final, when he had finally broke out in the third quarter after he had had three straight games that was subpar, he's now supposed to be the MVP? That made me mad. Well, it made me mad because I know it's a form of colorism. If you think about it, they'd just rather see the light-skinned guy win instead of the dark-skinned guy. It just keeps happening. They rather put him out. They'll push him out front. When do you see Kevin Durant in commercials? When do you see Kevin Durant? They always want to talk to him. Even when it came to when they lost to Cleveland. They lost to Cleveland not because of Steph Curry. It was because of whom? The boy who got suspended. Draymond Green.
Yep.
If Draymond Green played, Cleveland has no championship, period. Remember, they were up 3-1. That was the year they won 73 games, the most in NBA history.
Yep. And LeBron and them came back and won.
And it was simply because you took that dark skin cat out. When you took that dark skin cat out, all the power was gone. The moxie, the grit, gone. Them light skinned dudes, they shoot free throws, and three pointers, but them jokers are finesse players.
So you will agree that if anybody had a chance to win the finals against Golden State or beat Golden State before to the end of it, it will be Houston. Do you agree?
It was last year. Here's the problem. It will not be Houston this year because Chris Paul is a year older. He's still short, and he is coming off of a pretty devastating injury. That team is not going to be the same. Mm. And they didn't get younger, and they didn't replace Chris Paul. I get that they signed him back. I just don't know what Chris Paul brings to the table at this point. And they signed him to like a 4-year deal. Chris Paul would do good if he went to the Lakers. They should have tried to work out a deal to get Lonzo Ball to come over there and play with them and say, we'll give you CP3 and something else.
You think OKC got a chance?
Do I think who has a chance?
OKC.
Nah, they don't have enough pieces. I got to see what else they get around them. I think the Lakers have is the only competition to Golden State right now.
Oh, okay.
I think the Lakers, the Lakers is a good team. Without LeBron, they were going to be a good team. Not a great team, but they were going to be a good team.
But you need great in order to beat Golden State.
Well, that's what I'm saying. With LeBron, not think that there's an opportunity. This might be great. Same team.
Oh, it's going to be great.
The same team you added LeBron, the same team that almost went to the playoffs last year, got the best player in the league, or one of the best players in the league.
Yeah. I look forward to seeing them play, man. I really do, man. And it's just, like I said, it's a shocker, but, you know, that's a nice check they handed my man, you know. 153 for 4 years? Hey.
Yeah, but he got way more if he stayed home.
Oh, you think Cleveland's going to give up that type of money?
Yes. Cleveland offered him a max contract.
I didn't know that. I did not know that.
He wouldn't take it. Cleveland's been offering him a max contract. He wouldn't take it. He just kept signing short deals.
Wow. I didn't know that. I did not know that, man.
But you'd be a fool not to sign LeBron James to a $200 million contract. Whether he plays well or not, it's LeBron James, so you're going to sell out the seats. You're going to get a bunch of people to buy jerseys. You're going to make your money back.
Yep. So
they would have signed him to whatever he asked for. They would have given it to him because what's the alternative?
Do you think
he actually took less money to go to LA?
They would have gave him more. You think they would have gave? But let me ask you this: do you think they would have gave him the players that he need on Cleveland? Because they had D. Rose and Isaiah Thomas and Dwayne Wade. And then they thought it was gone.
Those are two different questions you said. Would they have given him the players? They couldn't give him any more because they had so much money tied up in the other players. You don't understand. They have a lot of money tied up into Tristan Thompson and a lot of money tied up into Kevin Love.
Oh.
That was what they were working against. And that's probably why he left, because he knew – The roster is the roster in Cleveland. You can't really do anything to turn it over. When you go to L.A., they don't have a max player on the roster at all. You're the only max player on the roster.
Mm.
But you have a lot of good talent. That Kyle Kuzma and that Ingram, them boys was balling.
Yeah. I agree.
Randall,
I agree.
Rapper, they have a nice team. And I think they got a good draft pick this year. And then they brought in LeBron. I don't know.
Whew. It's going to be a fun thing to watch, man.
Yes.
It's going to be a fun thing to watch, man.
Hey, man, thank you so much for the call. Let me see if I can let in a couple more people. And then I'm going to run up out of here.
Have a good one, man. Appreciate you, man. Love talking to you, man. Peace.
You too, brother. Stay safe out there on that road. 813, caller, you're on the line. What's up? What do you think?
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. No, man. I was just calling in, man. I appreciate your show, man. I enjoy listening to you, man. Ain't gonna lie, you threw me off at first when you talked about the hair-headed hooligans or whatever like that. But I understand where you're coming from, though, bro. But yeah,
we want to talk about the Lakers, though. I want to talk about the NBA.
I got that. First time caller, but yeah, man. I think LeBron James, bro, is really probably just better than any NBA players that's come down the line. And why I say this is because what NBA player do you know that literally left a city and their economy dropped like that? Do you remember that?
Yeah. Those people lost their job. It was a ghost town.
Man, so I feel like in that way, in the way how he reached back and helps the kids, and I don't think he went back to Cleveland because he wanted to. I think he went back to Cleveland that time after Miami because he felt like he needed to. He felt like he was obligated to uplift that city. He uplifted that city so well, and you know, you got to pat him on the back, man. Even the Cleveland Indians tried to make it to the World Series. Did they not? That's how much motivation he brought.
Let me tell you why he went back, pure and simple, to try and clean up his legacy. LeBron James has rabbit ears. Everything you say about him, he hears it. He's like me. He's one of those guys, when you're raised by a single mom, everything that people say about you, you listen. The one good thing that a dad teaches you is how to move on. It's how to do like this so you can have focus. When you have a mom, everything people say about you bothers you. And that's what LeBron James was. Because they had talked so bad, he literally felt the only way they're going to like me again is if I go back here. Because remember, if he went back just to save the economy, he wouldn't have left again. Why'd he leave again?
No. Oh, he just left. I mean, you know, I brought you your championship. I gave you what you want.
That's
I brought
it.
You hope. I brought you faith. You know what? Now I'm up and move on with my life.
And now people look at him as a nice guy because he went back and he changed what he was. Because remember, when he was in Miami, he was considered one of the bad guys. He would get booed everywhere he went.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
He couldn't play under those circumstances. He couldn't play under getting booed. That man said, we're going to win not four, not, what did he say, not one, not two, not three, not four. No, you just won two. And you remember, that person who said he's the greatest player to ever play, he's 3-6 in the finals. You can't be the greatest player to ever play. Hell, Dan Marino had more yards than anybody at one time, and nobody would say he was the greatest quarterback.
Nah,
he might have been
true.
The greatest scorer. You can't go out like that. Because remember, that dude said, well, who else could have won with Cleveland's roster? You put Michael Jordan on the fucking Miami Heat team, they'd have won every year. Put Michael Jordan in his prime. Give him Chris Bosh. Give him that white boy that kept shooting all them threes. Give him D. Wade. Give him Allen. Give him, man, they'd won every year.
Yeah, he had a dog.
It wouldn't even have been fun. You replace LeBron James, stick Mike in his prime, on that same team, somebody said, or Kobe, or stick Kobe in his prime, them boys would have won at least three championships.
Yeah, man, but, you know, he's not a, I guess, like you say, with him not having his father, made him kind of passive. So he's a, he looks to open up his teammates, you know what I'm saying, with his pass. And he didn't really, you know, he really didn't get to look to scoring like that, you know. When he dropped them 50 in this, dropped that 50 something in the finals, and JR did that bonehead play, you saw it just took the air out of him, you know, because he knew he had to score.
Would have been different if JR had just turned around, laid that ball up, even if he didn't hit, it would have been different.
Yeah, it completely demoralized LeBron. It killed LeBron, and then when he went and sat down. His little light-skinned feminine coach. Well, you know, we did have one timeout left. I forgot that. Yeah, you did have one timeout. You blew it. You know, you can't you can't win with morons on your team. So if you're in the Army or something like that, and you got a moron, and they tell you go west, and this way is west, but you going east and you get gunned down, you got a moron on your team. You can't operate like that. You can't win like that. So, you know.
You got to understand. Michael Jordan had a moron when he broke the single season record. A moron by the name of Dennis Rodman, who would be talking to the crowd, the audience, after he get a rebound, doing just dumb shit.
Hey,
but
man,
here's the difference. I'm not trying to be funny, but think about it. Here's the difference between Michael Jordan and LeBron James. When you played with Michael Jordan, you felt forced to give your best. Michael Jordan taught you the game. Michael Jordan was a coach on the floor. People would tell you, Michael Jordan would make you hate him because he was a coach on the floor. He knew the game, and he told you. He knew the situation, and he told you. Remember, Steve Kerr tells the story of what Michael Jordan said. I'm going to go drive. They're going to double me. I'm going to throw it to you. You're going to be right here, and you shoot it, and you hit it. When have you ever heard anybody say that about that's what LeBron James drew up this play for me?
Yeah.
Never heard it.
No.
LeBron James.
Never.
When they went to that line, why didn't LeBron James bring them into a huddle and tell them the situation?
Yeah.
Mike would have done it. Go look.
Mike would have did it.
He brings them together and he tells them the situation. Phil Jackson didn't even have to. Mike wasn't going to let you lose.
Yeah, I feel what you're saying. Look, I didn't get to see Mike. I saw old washed Mike when he missed that wide open dunk in the All-Star game. And he wasn't supposed to be in the All-Star game because Vince Carter gave up his seat just because it was an OG. Yeah, so I missed him by a couple of years.
Because somebody said individually, LeBron is more skilled than Mike. No, he's bigger than Mike.
Right.
That's it. Which makes what Mike did impressive. LeBron is doing everything he's doing because he's uniquely imposing.
Yeah, but he done lost the step too.
First, what, 7 years of his career, he couldn't shoot the three at all.
Nah, he couldn't. But he also, he's gonna be down in that post a lot more. He ain't. I feel me and my buddy was talking. We feel like he lost a step.
Who do you see on the post more? Who do you have more video of on the post? The 6'8", 250-pound. Wait a minute. 6'8", 250-pound LeBron James, or the 6'6", 215-pound Michael Jordan. Who do you see on the? Who do you see more on the block?
You see MJ on that block. I ain't gonna lie about that.
They lived on the block his last, what, 5 years?
Right.
Kobe lived on the block. When he got old, he was on that block. Now, now let me tell you something. They could use Lonzo Ball if LeBron James was willing to do that. Because nobody can hold LeBron James. But they were saying that when he was in Miami. They kept telling him, go on the block. Nobody can hold you. This fool would stand at the three-point line. You're the biggest dude on the floor.
That's true.
And somebody said, oh, and Michael Jordan hit his free throws. LeBron James is a liability on the line.
Yeah, he might miss one. He might miss one when you need it.
Mike got on that block, that was it. You had to send a double at him, and somebody was wide open.
But your boy, I don't know about Lonzo.
Bringing the ball up, you can play like an amoeba defense on him. He doesn't get a chance to use it.
Look, man, I appreciate the show, but you said amoeba defense?
Yes. Ooh, oh, I'm sorry. You're not
can you break that down?
Yeah, the United.
Can you break that down for me?
That's what they used to play in UNLV under Jerry Tarkanian when they had Larry Johnson. They called it the amoeba defense because what they would do is they would play like this zone, and they would not commit to anybody. They would play this zone, but the zone was oppressive. Like it was like nobody got guarded, but they would just everybody's eyes was on the ball. That's how they played the defense. The ball moves,
like
everybody's eyes, you play a space.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
And so,
okay, it's like a reactive defense.
LeBron James, he's going to bring the ball up. Nobody should guard him. Everybody look at him. He gets on the block, you can't do that.
Yeah, you're right about that. You saying let Lonzo bring the ball up, throw it to Bun and run in the post. Okay, a little
Lonzo brings that ball up. Whoever you put on LeBron James is a mismatch. If you put a guard on LeBron James, he's too small. If you put a big man on LeBron James, he's too slow. Can't play him.
Right.
Remember, that's what Mike did at the end. What Mike did at the end was they had to either put a big guard on him, who's too slow and not strong enough, or you'd have to put a big, he'd be fast enough, but he's not strong enough. Or you put a big man on him. Mike would just go around him. Even though Mike was old, he could go around that guy. Same thing with LeBron. Nobody should be able to hold LeBron James on the block at all. It should be impossible. LeBron James is the same size as Charles Barkley, but more athletic and taller.
Right.
Put that into perspective. We consider Charles Barkley a beast on the block, the round mound, the rebound. Charles Barkley was 6'5" at best. LeBron James is 6'8", none but muscles. Jump out of the building quick as a...
Yeah.
You've never seen a player like LeBron James, and I don't think you ever will see another one like that. Just like you've never seen a player like Kevin, and I don't think you'll never see another player like Kevin Durant. A 7-foot dude that can do that shit? That nigga 7-foot.
You know, that was on his ass about not being able to bench the ball when he came out of college. It was in his ass about it.
He was so skinny.
He stood up there looking like,
he still skinny as a stick.
But what you were saying about, you remember you were saying about how they try to endorse Stephen Curry a little bit more. I don't think they like Kevin Durant's attitude. When he actually talks to the media, it seems like he always has attitude. You know what I'm saying? Like, not that he's, you know, I understand colorism as well, but I just think that sometimes he just have a, you know, y'all like to talk and criticize me and this and that. Then he do the little Twitter thing with the fake
dumb
account.
Yeah, I'll give him that because that he does a lot of dumb shit, but he's a pleasant guy to talk to. He's fun. He was on Jimmy Kimmel. And I was impressed with him. After they won a championship, go look up on YouTube, Kevin Durant on Jimmy Kimmel. That joker was funny.
Right.
He was hilarious.
Yeah. Right.
He was quick. I just think he, like LeBron James, he has rabbit ears. The difference between him and LeBron James had this thing called a wife. I can look back on my life now and understand what that is. Because when I first started what I was doing, I had a solid girlfriend, which made it easy for me to stay focused on my job. Now I'm out here chasing ass and shit. And I don't, you know, it's different. You don't have the same thing. You know you're going to have food when you come home, and you know your house is going to be clean. A man who works, that makes his life a lot easier. LeBron James is a man who works. But guess what you don't hear about his wife? You don't hear about her out fucking around, sucking dick, spending any money, having kids. You don't hear anything about her like that. So he has stability at home. When the man has stability at home, I'm impressed that LeBron James was able to turn his life and turn it into what it is. Because he could have easily screwed it up. He didn't. But if you look at Kevin Durant, he doesn't have that. Now, he does have this girlfriend, and hopefully that turns into something. Because I think, I just hope Kevin Durant has a woman like, see, Westbrook and James had girls who were their high school sweethearts. They've been there for a while. Kevin Durant's girlfriend is there because you're Kevin Durant. That could go left.
Yeah. You're right about that, because I know even when I got married, it forced me to pick up my emotional intellect. You know what I'm saying? Like, have a little bit more self-control, my emotional side. You know, it makes you grow up. So, yeah, you most definitely need that in this life.
Yeah, and I think it just works. Because even Michael Jordan, if he didn't have his wife at home, Mike couldn't have been Mike. Mike was out fucking round, cheating, doing all kind of dumb shit. That wife kept the home in order, though.
Yeah. See, but LeBron got to worry about his thot-ass mama, though.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I got to give him credit that he's come out to be as stable as he is. Because LeBron James didn't come from a stable environment with that mama.
He even had to tell her.
Yeah, he had to tell her sit her ass down at that game. Like, this is crazy.
Yeah, sit your ass down.
Around that your mama's having an affair with one of your players, with one of your teammates. That's crazy. You shouldn't have to deal with that. That's what I'm saying. I look at LeBron James. I'm surprised he's as well-rounded as he is. I may not say he's the greatest player, and I may not like him as a basketball player or a lot of his basketball decisions, but I'm very impressed with him as a businessman and him as a person.
Right. Now, I would also like to say I think Kawhi Leonard would do well in L.A., man. I heard y'all talking earlier. I think he'll do great in L.A., honestly. I think he's
I think I'll do well in L.A. I think if you brought me on, I could score at least about 8 points a game if I played with LeBron James. I get you eight.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. For sure.
I get you eight a night, nigga.
No, for sure. Yeah, you're right about that. Yeah, man. I think he just, you know, hey, like I was saying earlier, I was talking to you on my thing, on my phone earlier. I was like, yeah, fine his ass. If he sit down like that for real, you need to fine his ass every game, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just to lay, and nobody's going to be doing this. Not trade his ass. Trade his ass, motherfucking, don't even trade him, you know, NBA team. Trading one of them foreign teams.
One of them big three teams. I trade him over there to Ice Cube.
Yeah, I had that for a minute. Yeah.
If they give in, it sets a bad precedent. And especially with a good organization like that, I can see if he did that shit to Sacramento. I can see if he did it to the Nets. I can see if he did it, you know, to one of them asshole teams. I understand that. You did it to a team that everybody who's ever played for them, especially in the last 15, 20 years, talks about how great of an organization they are. Rudy Gay re-signed. He's like, I love these motherfuckers. And the thing is, the Spurs got a good team if Kawhi Leonard would stay.
Yeah.
Kawhi Leonard stay, plays, they're a top five team.
Look, they got a guy on there by the name of Danny Green, who you wouldn't know him for another team, but he even broke the three-point record 1 year. He shot like 9 threes in the playoffs against Miami 1 year, like in a single game or something crazy like that. You wouldn't know Danny Green from them.
Remember,
a target worker.
They were going to beat Golden State. Don't remember that series? They were playing Golden State series, and they was whooping Golden State's ass. Golden State couldn't do shit with them.
No. So,
I mean, they beat
Golden State. Zaza slid their foot up in their ass.
Buzzley.
Yeah. It was busting their ass up.
Yep.
Yeah, for sure.
So it.
Yeah, man. But
they're not a bad team. And then somebody said about Patty Mills. Hell, but they are a good team. I don't know why he wants to leave. Man, work that out. I wish more people just work shit out.
But, you know, I'm in the same age as he is. And, you know, I even find myself some days, look, man, I drive truck. I got a humble life. I got a wife. I got a kid. I like that. But sometimes you do get that itch where you want more, you know. You want more out of life. You just don't. I mean, you know, like Charles Barkley say, ain't nothing in San Antonio but the river walk and fat bitches. You know, you don't want that shit all the time. You want that big life. You want that medicinal marijuana. You want that Hollywood celebrity. You want to touch them celebrity hands. You want to see Jack Nicholson courtside. You want to see Snoop Dogg high. You know, that's what my game. That's what my work life like. You know, these fools get paid to play basketball. You know, I mean, so
I
see what he's saying.
I'm going to tell you from my from me, and I'm also going to tell you from my man Mel Gibson and any other man who's ever done it. While you want something better out of life when you got something stable at home, it usually doesn't work when you go chasing. I don't know too many men that had a good wife and found a better one in the street.
Right.
I want you to think about it. Can you name a man who had a good wife and found a better one in the street? Mel Gibson left his wife, gave him 4 kids. For that Russian hoe almost ruined his life. People who know who you are, there's a difference between people who know who you are and people who know who you are. See, there are people who know who you are by name, and there are people who know who you are as a person. The person you met when you started all this crap, they know who you are as a person. They put up with your crap. I did it. I left a loyal person for something I thought I always wanted. And ever since I've done that, all I've gotten is bad shit and hoes. Is it? You don't want to be like me.
Right.
Just find you a good bitch that lets you fuck other bitches. That's the only thing I can say.
Hey, look, my wife said something to me the other day, and it kind of threw me off because I don't know if she was giving me the green light. She was like, I just don't want you to get another bitch pregnant. And we sitting there, we eating lunch, and I'm like, I don't know what you talking about. You know, she's like, I know that when couples are together for a long time, the man eventually steps out, maybe have a whole other family. Like, I just don't want you to get the bitch pregnant. I'm like, you know, I'd be looking, you know, but I'm not thinking about fucking another bitch. But for her to say something like that to me, I'm like, man, is that the green light to be cool? You cool with it? Or is that, you know, don't fuck up? You know, it threw me out. So, you know, I'm just standing my ground, man. I ain't trying to do no woman like that. They got it hard enough anyway.
I got a text message from Neck Down. She was like, when Goddess was at the house and was interviewing, she said, I hope you fucked her. She fine. And I stopped for a second. I was like, you know, that's a winner. You got a winner on your team.
No, for sure.
Typically, people be like, what was she doing? What? She's like, I hope you fucked her. She fine.
Man, that's real. That's real. You said she got up and cooked breakfast and cleaned, too. I'm like, I know he got them guts. She did all that. He had to do something with it.
Man, get out of my business. Let me go on to the...
there we go, my nigga. That's what I'm talking about.
This is about LeBron James. This is about LeBron James, man. Get out of my business.
Hey,
I'm going to put you on hold.
Hey. That was a beautiful woman, too, man. I ain't mad at you.
Yeah, she's a better person than what you see. I think that's cool. Like, she's really nice. And it could be a – no, I just think that's who the person is. She's just a nice person. And I think with all of us, I think just being a nice person is underrated. And
we go for
whether it's women and men or men and women, we go for excitement. We all do it. And it's like what you just said. Well, ain't nothing in San Antonio but fat bitches in the river wrong. But you know what ain't in San Antonio, though? The shit that you got to get in New York. That you get in Atlanta,
right?
All this crap that goes along. You take your wife to Atlanta and see how faithful she is when you're on the road. You take your wife to New York, see how faithful she is when you're on the road. Not saying they don't fuck around in small towns, but what I'm saying is there's no morals in L.A. Nobody's gonna be mad if they find out you cheated on your husband in L.A. You're not going to be looked down upon in L.A. for cheating on your wife. None of this is gonna happen. It's better to be in a place where they actually look down on these things, where the people that's a better place to be. Like my homeboy's wife, I'm so fucked up in the head. My homeboy's wife is always nice to me. I was like, is she trying to fuck me? I had to knock myself out of that. Why is it that this woman nice to me? I immediately think she's trying to fuck. Why is it that she's just not a nice person?
I'm like that too, though. If somebody too nice, I try to step away from them because, look, I don't even like to be left alone in the elevator with a woman. You get on the elevator, she too nice, you get to chopping it up or whatever, you get off that motherfucker, the next thing you know, she tried to rape me. So you never know. It's 50-50 with these bitches these days. Well, some women.
Yeah, so I'm one of those
women too nice. But yeah,
what
man,
I'm gonna do
like,
is
go
ahead. I'm gonna let you close.
No, I was saying, man, I just really appreciate what you do, man. Like I say, man, you throw a lot of game out there. I hear some things that I really like. You know, you got morals and principles or whatever, man. So you know, I appreciate everything you do, bro. I'm gonna keep listening, get my bread up, donate when I can. You know, it took me. I was trying to call in the other night. You said you was doing something. I didn't know you had an actual website though. You had to go to get the number.
Yeah, when I'm doing call-in shows, I put the number on whatever. But make sure all of you guys, and I know this is a small channel. Nobody even knows that this channel exists. But we're here because for some reason, Tommy Sotomayor Live, I can't go back live on TNN Raw News Live. I can go live on Tommy Sotomayor Live, but I still hold that as the last bastion of where I need to go or if I want to do something just really crazy. And they gave me TNN Raw 2 back, which I don't understand, but they won't give me 5 back. And 5 didn't do anything wrong, nor will they give me a lot of the other channels. They won't give me Hollywood Clown and Black Women back, and it had no strikes on it. So I don't know why they just keep giving me TNN Raw 2 back. Like they take, and so I'm just going to sit on it until all of the strikes are gone, and I'll come back and put stuff on it. But I guess I'll just turn TNN Raw News Live into TNN Raw like 6. Just throw news up there because I know they're going to flag 3 down soon. But it's crazy that I have these channels, and then with my channels, I meet the threshold, which is you can monetize them, but they won't let me monetize any more channels. Like they won't let me monetize anything. Smart, they knocked all the old ones down, and then there's no monetization on the new ones at all, so they're just here. So that sucks. But anyway, thank you, brother, for the phone call. I'm gonna see if I can take one more phone call, and then I'm gonna call it a night. I may do this again a little bit earlier in the morning, but right now I'm gonna go to bed. 253, caller, you're on the air.
Hey man, how you doing?
Hey, what's up?
Not much, man. I was kind of surprised that LeBron signed with the Lakers.
Were you really surprised? It almost seemed like a foregone conclusion. Like, he wouldn't sign an extension. He opted out, which was smart because then he could get more money when he opts back in. But he didn't talk to them at all. I think they knew he was going to leave.
Well, I knew the second time he was going to leave.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, my bad. I knew the second time he was going to leave because if you pay attention to like the playoffs and like the beginning of the playoffs, him and Tyronn Lue, the head coach, was going at it. Remember?
Yeah. And I didn't like the way he treated J.R. Smith. Yes, you're supposed to go in on a dude, but then you got to build him back up too. I don't think LeBron James does a good job of building people back up. That's why I think nobody wanted to play with LeBron James. I think he's a bit brattish.
Right. And I always say that Michael Jordan was a better teammate because he made everyone around him a better, you know.
This man made Bill Winnington. He made Bill Cartwright a good.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, people don't want to talk about that, but, you know.
But I do – that's why I like Kevin Durant too, though. Whenever Kevin Durant's on the floor, everybody that's on the floor plays better with him. You notice that? Watch him.
Yeah. Well, he was kind of doing that. Well,
hell, even Westbrook liked playing with Kevin Durant because he would acquiesce to him. It just got to a point where I think Kevin Durant got tired of hearing people say, you'd be a better player if Westbrook wasn't there. I think they said it to him so much that he started to believe it.
Yeah.
It came out to be true because Westbrook takes too many shots. But what's his name take a lot of shots too? People call Westbrook a shot taker, but they won't say the same thing about Curry. Curry takes shots and they bad shots.
Yeah. He did that this year.
Yep.
He did this year.
He set up to get a rebound. He just throw it up. And you'd be like, God, dog, you didn't even let us get into the offense.
Oh, yeah.
So what do you think about the left? Like Boogie Cousins, do you think he should sign back with the Pelicans? Or do you think he should probably go with LeBron James? I hope he signs back with the Pelicans.
Yeah, I consider that. I think he should stay in with Anthony Davis, play beside him. I mean, it's a good duel. I mean, they have the pieces. They can do it.
And one more year playing together? Although they won't get it. Although they won't get a year because he's not going to be right until All-Star game at latest. When you have an injury like that and he suffered it towards the end of the year, he's not going to be well. And you have to remember, when they do those Achilles, I think it's a tear. They will take a tendon from the knee and put it there, which in essence weakens.
I didn't know all that, man.
I think because he's a basketball player, they'll probably take it from his left elbow. No, seriously, don't shoot his left hand. They just take it from his elbow because you don't want to take it from his knee.
Yeah.
Or weaken the knee. If you can attach it, great, but they usually can't. It usually shreds. So they have to get a clean one from somewhere else.
True, true. Hey, Tommy.
Yeah.
I have a question for you, man. How you feel about the middle child, the middle ball? I think it's LiAngelo Ball.
LiAngelo, yeah.
Yeah. How you feel that for him not getting picked up from any teams?
His dad said he's going to get latched onto a team via free agency. He's going to be a free agent, and he's just going to latch onto a team there. I think somebody's going to give him a chance. If the first Ball brother stays in L.A., I think L.A. should sign him. Just to let him have a roster spot. Sign him. Maybe there will be some synergy playing with his brother and LeBron James. It works out, it's a good thing. If it doesn't, you don't lose anything. It's a 15-man roster.
Right.
I put him on the team. You got LeBron James, you're not going to have a deep bench anyway like that. Put him on the team. See what he can do.
Yeah. You're right.
But I think if he gets a chance, I mean, it's just like Steph Curry. Nobody gave Steph Curry a chance, but they gave Steph one. But Seth, they gave Seth a chance because he's a Curry. He's not the same. You remember Austin Rivers, he was highly touted coming out. He didn't live up to those expectations, but he's still getting to play.
True, true. And
I don't like LaMelo.
What?
The little one? Nah, I think he's shooting.
Oh,
too
yeah.
Much.
Well, he's still young.
When you pull up from half court in high school, you're an idiot. You and the coach who let you do it.
Well, he's still young. I think he's, like, 18 now? 18?
Yeah.
I believe. Yeah. He got a long way to go.
Yeah, so that right there, I was like, who is letting him do this? He pull up for a three at half court in high school, and he's a ninth grader. Who is letting him do this?
The coach.
Yeah, that's right. Because the coach was afraid, because the coach isn't really a coach, because you want to get all three of them Ball brothers to play for you. You're not going to say anything. And those are bad coaches. Do not coach your players.
No, sir.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Is
that it?
Yes, sir. I just want to say thank you for taking my call. And hopefully I get to talk to you soon.
No problem, brother. And this was a wonderful phone call. And this was a wonderful show, even though we didn't get a lot of people to call in because it's late and I'm on a new channel. But we capped out at about 250. Maybe about 200 of them were trolls who wanted to talk about my daughter and have sexual conversations about my daughter and talk about my dead grandmother. But, I mean, I guess that's what you do when you call somebody else a pedophile and you say that somebody else is bad for the black community and they are horrible towards black women. What you do is you say sexual stuff towards a kid. But you're not a pedophile, just that guy that you just keep yelling it at. Yes, JaVale McGee signed with the Lakers. And let's see. I didn't see anything new, but what we'll do is throughout the week, we will continue to talk about this because more things will come down the pipe. And I look forward to seeing what the NBA does. I'm really, really happy to an extent about what the NBA is doing, and they're going to overtake the NFL. Thank you guys so much. Let me see. I know my man said he donated for me to open up the lines. Let me see if he did. He did. He donated, and that was it. So Aaron donated for me to open the lines, and that was it. But thank you, Aaron. Aaron put 50 on it, and he said, good looking out for open up the lines. Go OKC. I'm an OKC fan, too. I'd like to thank you, Aaron, for putting 50 on it, getting lines open. Everybody else, I'd like to say good night to you guys. Thank you. I'm out.